The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. Good morning, West Coast. Good afternoon, East Coast. And good day, Australia. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy for today's show. Been looking forward to it all week long. Many thank you so much for driving this Maserati. And many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Today, I'm here all hour ready to take your calls and do readings to provide guidance, clarity, and insight with whatever may be blocking your way. Today, I'm doing a not one, not two, but three card tarot card reading. First card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you'd like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card reading can be super helpful. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive, and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. Well, we can look at all of it today through the lens of the reading. If you are hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not. Sometimes those scary looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so nothing scary can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading. So the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the questions has the tools they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading so the messages do not become redundant or superfluous. But that being said, I always love updates. Before we get to the calls, just want to briefly say a little bit about me and my approach, particularly for people who are new to the show. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. That's my whole focus. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels like you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the mind, body, and spirit, leading to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now they're only working half as hard but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. My company, if you want to learn more about me, is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we go really into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you can shift that energy to embrace joy in whatever area of your life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, yet sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance when you're facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the session. You can book a session directly on my site, elitetarot.com, that's ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, you name it. So today, before we get into calls, I do want to let people know that I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'm going to be using the Rider-Waite Tarot Card Deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can just look up the cards online to see them. I will also describe them as best I can. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we chit-chat. Then I'll cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use the non-dominant hand as the hand that accesses the unconscious. I'll be then fanning the cards face down in front of me. Using my non-dominant hand, I'll run my hand along the backs of the cards until the cards just energetically call out your name and stick to my finger, sort of like saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. But as always, I do like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or a realtor, and that a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. It's like just a visual representation of the brain that we're always overruling, kind of that little voice inside. And a tarot card reading is saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So why don't we get to the calls? By the way, the number, if you'd like to get a reading, is 800-930-2819. But let's just get this party started, and let's take Cynthia. Cynthia, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, Eve. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Actually, I do have a question. I'm looking for a new job, and I'm trying to understand if I should go back right into project management, which is what I was in before. And I had called in about 4 weeks ago, but I just want to know if that's where I should be going towards, because recently there's been a lot of anxiety that just came up with finances and, some negativity from my mother-in-law and just a lot of scarcity stuff going on.
Well, let's see if we can get some guidance for you. While you were talking, I pulled three cards, and let's take a look and see what we got here. So the first card that came up is the Queen of Swords, and you have to let me know if any of these cards came up last time. I don't keep track of them, so it'll be interesting to see if we have any kind of patterns. But the first card that came up was the Queen of Swords. Love, love, love the fact that we've got a queen in this core position, because Kings and Queens talks about your abundant strength. However, the swords talk about taking action. But the Queen of Swords, you have a queen sitting on a throne. Now, there's a picture of like an inner child in the throne itself, and she's sitting there with a sword in her right hand, and her left hand is outstretched. If she actually used that sword, and you look the card up online, she might actually nick her own hand, which means that sometimes you can be super critical of yourself. You can be your harshest critic. You can allow sometimes what people may say or think into, and then make it sound as if maybe they have a point, you know, and everything like that,
right?
Rather than be your biggest cheerleader. This is done from a place of self-protection. There's that inner child. So in a sense of like, I want to protect that most vulnerable part of me. And so I'm going to say the harshest things I can possibly think of, sort of as a way of inoculating yourself from it. while it's an understandable energy from an energy perspective, it's just not the most effective use of energy, because it just ends up kind of like a boomerang, kind of backfiring, and then making you even doubt or question your own authentic voice even more. Rather, recognize that kind of punishment or feeling is a habit. And we can just let that go and instead change that habit into being your biggest cheerleader, saying, Cynthia, I'm doing great. You know, way to go, Cynthia. Give yourself high fives. It's not going to feel natural, but it's the start of a change of a habit. I may be a crazy person, so let me know if that makes no sense whatsoever.
No, that makes, Eve, that makes total sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yep, that's the nail on the head.
Excellent. Well, you know, again, this is a habit. Believe me, if breaking a habit were easy, the smoking industry, the drinking industry, the gym industry would not be as big as they are.
Yeah.
And so, but habits can be broken. It just doesn't feel familiar when you do it. But this is not the time to question your own authentic voice more than to say, if I cut away all the extraneous commentary about where I should be, where I should be going, who's saying this, who's saying that, what's my inner child feeling? Tap into that 8-year-old, 10-year-old Cynthia who is filled with vim and vigor and adventure and saying, this time I'm going into project management because I want to rule the world, or saying, I want to be an artist, and you know, and tap into that
right.
core energy. Because your journey is going to be different from other people. People may have ideas about what you should do, but they have their own set of baggage, their own set of advice, their own journey, that their own sense of risk, and it's not going to be yours. I am going to keep you and me in suspense while we take a little bit of a break. So hang tight and I'll get to the other two cards. I can't wait to see what they are. So hang with me through this first break. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be finishing up Cynthia's reading. Stacy, hang tight. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. If you'd like to get a reading, it's 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the scene of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just...
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So before the break, I was talking with Cynthia. Cynthia, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So we're trying to get some guidance on next steps forward. Pulled three cards, turned over the first card, Queen of Swords, about just shifting that habit, even though it doesn't feel familiar, of just truly being your biggest critic, biggest cheerleader, rather. Life's too short to have toxic people or situations in your life, starting with yourself. We got to shift any of that toxic energy into that positive energy, and then just see how things go. Just even if it's just a simple high-fiving yourself, saying, woo, I'm doing such a good job. Believe me, the snowball has to get started. That's the hardest part, but then you get the momentum and it builds up. So from there, we got something challenging or blocking you is the Six of Wands. So wands are, and it's an interesting card to be a block because wands are all about creativity. And this is, again, a super strong card. In fact, if you look at these two cards, the Queen of Swords and the Six of Wands, the posture is very, very similar. In this Queen of Swords, you've got the queen sitting on the throne and the right hand is the sword. In the Six of Wands, you've got this super strong person riding a horse, holding in the right hand a wand with a victory wreath around the top of it. And this is an active card. Now, what you also see is in the background, you've got five other people. Let's just call them other people, and they all got their own wand, their own kind of gossipy thing. Oh, I think Cynthia should be doing this. I think Cynthia should be doing this. I think, let's also call them worries inside too. But ultimately, you've got an idea in mind. You're pursuing it. The thing is, we always think it's like a light switch. It's like once I decide to go from point A to point B, it's like, okay, where's point B? And it's like, well, wait a minute. Before you get to point B, you got to find point C and D and E and E, F. And so things take slower than we think. Things take their own detours. In this card, there's a horse's head that's kind of like turned, like, oh, what's over in this direction? So I don't see you doing anything in your action or energy that is off kilter in any way, shape, or form. It's just whenever you're kind of stepping out of the known, the brain just wants to sabotage it, and it knows exactly what to get you with, whether it's other people, whether it's the self-reflection. Just keep going forward, going through open doors, honoring red flags. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Yep.
Awesome. So the advice card is my favorite card, the Page of Swords, my card for the inner child. We got this one journey that we know of. And so you may as well make it yours and you may as well have some fun in the process. Really tap into that 8-year-old, 10-year-old self. What kind of things did you still love to do when you were 8 or 10 that would have you feeling excited? Was it painting? Was it playing with dolls? Was it playing softball? Was it gardening? Think about what some of those activities were and do them. Make those, and by doing those, you're feeding that inner child. And in response, that inner child will feed you directions, fuel, energy for you to be living your most authentic life. this is an enjoyable time. It just sometimes we make it not feel so enjoyable, or kind of use that energy to kind of make it seem a little bit more of a challenge thing. It's a lot easier to just tap in and just be you. In terms of the worries, there's nothing you can do to completely erase worries. However, by putting worries energy into worries that have not been proven true, what happens is that they overwhelm the worries that are things that you have to deal with, which then can make those worries seem even greater. It's almost like I'm in a little room here, and if there's an elephant in this room and a gerbil, nobody is paying attention to the poor gerbil, and the gerbil needs water, the gerbil needs food, and in fact, the elephant might step on the gerbil by mistake. So separate out those worries, because we only can put energy into what is in our power. I hope that's been helpful.
Yes. So what was the last card you said?
The last card, the advice is the Page of Swords. And in this card, you have this young, pages are all about beginnings. I call this my inner child card, because you've got this sprightly young guy stepping on a hill, and he's using the sword. He's got a sword in his hand, but he is using the sword just to play around and swing the sword, as opposed to in the Queen of Swords, where it's coming back to bite you kind of feeling. Here, okay. He's just having fun, you know. Enjoy your journey, because this
Good
is,
morning.
You know, your journey is different from mine, different from Benny's, different from in-laws, outlaws, all of those things.
Yeah, all of them. Thank you, Eve. Yeah, that definitely helps.
Oh, I'm so glad. My pleasure. Please keep us updated, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Well, let's take our next caller, Stacy. Stacy, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Stacy, are you there?
Well, Eva, doesn't sound like Stacy's there. Let's move on to Teresa.
That sounds good to me.
Okay,
Teresa.
So, yeah,
Teresa, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call. Thanks.
I appreciate you calling. Is there anything you have a question about with, like, guidance on, or just a general reading?
It's just a general reading. I appreciate it.
You got it.
I'm just kind of in a flux, you know. I'm looking forward to trying to change some things up, but I'm still in pause.
I hear you. And I love the sentence you said, or at least part of it, because you said, I'm excited about trying to change some of the things. Now, I love the first part, hate the second part. Words like hoping, wanting, thinking, trying, feeling, working on, those words are toxic words in the sense that they have weight attached to them, and they can kind of work against or stall any of that forward momentum movement. Because I'm excited about changing some things means exactly the same thing as I'm excited about trying to change some things, only that by saying I'm excited about trying to change some things, suddenly it's reinforcing a message inside saying, but it might not happen. And it weighs down this feeling of like, well, how do you know you've even done it? Since we're just trying it. And it's a sabotaging thing. Instead, when you hear those words come out, just say, I take it back, and immediately change it to, even though it's going to feel more unfamiliar, to, I'm excited about embracing new things.
Perfect.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Excellent. You know, my pleasure. You know, it's a habit. We all do it. Let me tell you, I do it myself sometimes. We're all human.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Let's take a look and see what we got here. So I pulled three cards, and the first card that came up was the Ten of Cups. Now, in this card, basically, got some great stuff here. You got this, on the left side of the card, you have this adult man and woman, which I call left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine energy of yourself, kind of the adult energy. And they've got their hands up to their sky, and above the sky is this beautiful rainbow, rainbow arch that is filled with 10 beautiful cups, as if from that adult perspective, there's this looking up at the universe saying, all right, universe, where am I supposed to be? Where's the path? I'm here. I got my bags packed. I'm ready to go on a bit of a journey. And only, hey, I'm not seeing it. Now, right. Over on the right side of the card, you've got that same kind of one's dressed in yellow, one's dressed in blue in the adult version, except it's two kids playing. So if on the left is your adult yin and yang, masculine, feminine, then to the right would be your inner child, masculine, feminine energy, yin and yang, left brain, right brain, and they're just playing. So there's clearly a bit of a disconnect between the adult, which is looking up to the sky saying, all right, brain, with my adult brain, looking forward to figuring out where everything's going. And then there's the inner child who's just saying, hey, I'm tapping into my own self. I'm playing. I'm enjoying. I'm embracing. You're best served when all those energies are working together. And so sometimes if there is a stall of energy and it's like, hey, I'm not seeing the path, tap into that inner child energy, tap into your sense of play, just so that you're honoring your needs at your most core level, because that may send things in more in motion to then you get that sign from above, but we're embracing that sense of joy in the same time. Does that resonate?
Oh, perfect. That's beautiful.
Excellent. And you know what, Teresa, I'm going to keep you just like I did with Cynthia. I'm going to keep you in suspense and me because I can't wait to see what these other two cards are. But I got to take a break. So hang tight with me through the break. And when we come back, we'll finish up this reading. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Relationships are bridges. Truly, they are bridges. Think about it. We're all here for our journey. And relationships help us fulfill ourselves, find ourselves, and get to the highest potential. So as you need, as you fulfill your dreams, you also give people space to fulfill their dreams. So remember, integrity, respectfulness, and nice deep love and soft touch is essential for every relationship. So what are we not going to do? We are not going to possess, we are not going to be overly attached and be a tag on, and we will not unnecessarily get involved or control others, because when we do so, we lose ourselves, we lose our path. So let us live with love, respect, and some beautiful dignity.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com, ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So before the break, I was talking to Teresa. Teresa, are you still with me?
I sure am.
Excellent. So we're doing a general reading, and the first card was the Ten of Cups, meaning that while it basically it's not everything's going in the right direction, it's just that there's a bit of a disconnect between the adult sense of looking to the sky, looking to the universe, looking to others for the path forward, and that inner child sense of joy and play. The more we can bring all those energies together, the better. So something challenging or blocking, I've been waiting all through the break to figure this out because I can't wait to turn over this card. It is the Magician. All right. So we got a Magician card coming in as the challenger block. Super strong card, talks about your strength, but the Magician card is a bit of a blessing and a challenge card. So here, let me explain that. The blessing part of the Magician card is that you have the almost magical ability to be able to see a path forward so clearly, to see the solution so clearly in other people. You have the ability to magically make a rabbit appear out of a hat, making other people go, ooh, wow, look at Teresa go. That is your blessing. That's your strength. It's yours. It's not going anywhere. The challenge comes in because then you can kind of hit yourself against a proverbial wall, because it's like, if I can do this so easily for other people, why am I finding it so challenging to be able to see that path in myself? Which then makes the analytical brain say, I'm going to think this even more because it's got to be in there because I can come up with it so clearly for other people. And let me tell you, if you're not able to think the path, it means that it's either not there for you to see yet, or we need to do a little bit of play, a little bit of tapping into that joy. It is not that you're just not thinking enough, because right now we're getting into that, what is that phrase, like analysis paralysis, because we're overthinking it for those reasons. Does that resonate?
Oh, absolutely.
Again, it's all a journey. We're all in this journey together. We all do it. So the advice card is the Seven of Pentacles. So this is a really interesting card, because in this card, pentacles tend to talk about career, projects, tangible things. And here you've got a person where he's looking with about 90% of his energy at a pile of pentacles. So it's sort of like he's planted some seeds and they grew beyond his expectations. They're all good. At the same time, on the ground is another lone pentacle, meaning that there's a new direction, a new opportunity, a new idea to plant and watch grow. However, if all the energy is going to the past, everything that you've already put your blood, sweat, and tears into, recognize that nothing is needed to be done immediately, but to make sure that you are honoring the past no more than you are honoring the future, in the sense that if you're looking 90% at the past and then only 10% at the possibilities of growth of the future, and it's not that it's wrong, it's just that it's making it harder for yourself. Instead, consider looking at this, possibly going into a new direction, planting a new seed, And yes, it means kind of starting over again, but then allow it to grow even more than anything that you have in the past. It's just right now in the kind of contemplation stage. So be gentle with yourself, but be sure that we're honoring it with equal weight, if not more weight, on the future direction. I hope that's been helpful.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please keep us updated, all right?
Will do.
Excellent.
You.
Thanks for calling. So I'm going to try to talk to Stacy again. Stacy, are you still with me?
Yes, hi. Hi,
Stacy.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to know if you could just pull a card for me if I ask you a certain question. Because
I can try.
I'm going on an interview. I'm meeting with this guy, Daniel, and I want to know if he's really going to find, he's going to come through with finding me assignments. You know, he's a recruiter, if he's really going to come through.
You bet. So what I did was I pulled a card for you, but with a little bit of a caveat in that, you know, just everybody's got their own specialty and approach, and I don't believe we have the power to look into another person's energy. So like, will John call me? Will Bob, you know, paint the house? You know, just because while it's understandable, it's totally understandable to want to know those answers, believe me, I get it. I want to know if Dan's going to come through for you in doing jobs. We just don't have any power about that. And so all I can do is pull a card, just because that's just my approach. It's kind of like if you have a car and you want your carburetor fixed, you can't take it to the paint job person just because it's not their job. And so the card that, from my approach in terms of tapping into your power as you engage with this person and put yourself forward and make yourself open for him to find jobs for you, is the Star card. Now, the Star card is card number 17.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Oh, great. You know, the Star card, though, is all about you being you. You know, there's nudity on this card, which talks about unconditional self-acceptance. This is a card about you being you. And if it happens, if this turns into great things, great. If it doesn't, it just means it was not meant with this person. But you being you, if you try to become someone else or try to fit into somebody else's mold of any kind, even from a career perspective, then it's not honoring your own authentic gifts, your own authentic power going forward. Recognize that the Star card is card number 17, which comes after card number 16, which is the Tower. The Tower is the most turbulent time there is. Card number 17 is that calm after the storm. This is the time, while we have no power over what happens with this person, this is the time for you to let your dreams not be limited, but instead let them be as big as the universe. Let the universe do the heavy lifting in giving you the specifics. Put down on paper your core needs. Take out the specifics.
But you're saying I didn't get the Tower.
No, you didn't get the Tower. This is the card after the Tower. This is the calm after the storm. This is the time to regroup.
Yeah. Because like the recruiter that worked with, in a different office, same company, she didn't come through. So, you know, I didn't want to waste my time and gas if, you know, this is just a wild goose chase. That's what I'm saying. But it sounds more promising for him. She, you know, I applied for her 2 years ago and she didn't call me. And he's a new person. And I said, listen, I want to know, are you really, you know, I don't want to just go and not be given an assignment. He says, no, I will come through. So I just want to know if he's more true to his word than she was.
Again, I wish I knew. If I knew, I would tell you. I understand about wanting to know. We don't know. Just because it's somebody else's energy, he could be honest. He might not be. We hope he's not. Honor your red flags. Note your red flags if you see any. But it doesn't take away from at least my interpretation, which is all about take this time. to let those dreams not just get in terms of like, will this job come through, but then also dream even bigger. What else are your dreams? What else? Where else do you want to go? Just, and no, where is that authentic voice?
It's not like a big job. Yeah. It's just a stepping stone. It's just an assignment.
Absolutely. But this is just one aspect of it. But I tell you, take this time just to honor and just say, hey, Stacy, I'm doing great. I've made it through the rain. What's that song? I've made it through the rain by Barry Manilow.
If I ask you for like one card of the next description of the next guy I'll be dating, would you be able to do that? Like if I ask you a physical description and pick a card, would that work?
I totally understand the desire to know that. I'm pointing up to the sky and I'm saying it's above my pay grade, just because then it also can mess with free will. I think that by making those predictions, from my personal experience, it's a little dangerous, because now if, say, I told you this person's name was Bob, and I'm just naming a name out of thin air, then you might be on the lookout for people named Bob, which then might make you dishonor where your own voice is feeling like it's being called. And so I totally understand the desire. Instead, just tap into what is in your power. Embrace this time after the storm to reconnect with your sense of self, your own abundant gifts, and let that transfer you forward. But please keep us updated, and best of luck. I'm sending out positive vibes. That is totally something I can do. So good luck, and let me know how it goes. Alas, we're going to take our last break. Hang on, Eddie, but we're going to take another break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
Please join us for a transformational conference with five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
Welcome back to Main Street Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Not wanting to waste any more time, let's get to our next caller, Eddie. Eddie, welcome to Main Street Metaphysics Radio.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Thanks so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Just like a general reading. I'm just curious.
You got it. Well, let's take a look and see what we got here. So I'm just pulling three cards for you. And then the last card. All right. So let's take a look and see what we got here. Okay. So the first card I get is the Five of Wands. And in this card, you have five individuals, each with a wand. And let's call wands ideas. Let's also call them worries. It's just kind of imagining five people, each with a wand, fighting each other. And let's just assume that's in our own brain. But basically, it's leading to some stalled energy. Not because of anything wrong, but because let's just imagine each wand represents an idea or a rationale or a reason. So let's say the question is about starting a new job. One wand mm-hmm. might be, well, you know, we really shouldn't start a new job because we don't want to take the risk. Well, that's valid. But then another wand might be, oh, I really want to start a new job because I want to expand and grow. That's another wand and is also valid. So there's this confluence of valid issues kind of confronting each other, which then can stall movement. And the question is to ask whether or not this is the brain deliberately kind of doing some self-sabotage, which all brains do, whenever we're trying to go into a new direction or stepping out of the comfort zone. Just bless all of that, but then recognize that the only way to engage with that is just to disengage, but rather just to honor the ideas that you've been putting forth and to continue forward, knowing that it may not necessarily feel normal or that your brain may want to come up with some reasons for you to make a backtrack. Again, it's all valid. It just doesn't have to stop the forward momentum. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Excellent. Something challenging or blocking, oh my gosh, and this kind of goes along just with this, is the Seven of Swords. I call this card texting while walking, because in the Seven of Swords, you have a person super strong, and he is actively walking away from what is known. And in his hand, he's got five swords. He's looking back, though, as he's walking forward to the unknown. He's looking backwards to find these two other swords back at the known. The reason why I call it texting while walking is that he is actively going away from what is known into a new direction, which is fantastic. The only thing is that the energy is turned back to be looking at what is the known, where is the situation we're coming from, all of that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that, just as there's nothing wrong with continuing to go forward. It's just that when you're walking forward but looking backward, that's when we make it so that it's a little bit harder to see any kind of open doors from the universe, any kind of new opportunities, any kind of new paths. Plus also, it means that we feel like there's still, we're not fully honoring and celebrating and releasing some of the energy of the past. Rather, one thing you may want to do is just separate out this by time, kind of just a brain trick. So like from 9 to 5, only focus on what you're doing in terms of going forward, because this is an active card. And for this Five of Wands to show up, it is talking about some concrete changes, some new directions that you're making, and that's fantastic. So from 9 to 5, we're just focusing on forward movement. We're just focusing on where do our needs, maybe take a sheet of paper, write down a list of your core needs, but without specifics, just to make sure that what you write down on paper is consistent with what you have in your mind. Sometimes we know what we want, whether it's in love, whether it's in career, but when we write it down, maybe we get some surprises from the unconscious, or maybe we find out that we've been compromising on some things that we need. So take that moment to write it down. That list is just between you and the universe, but by writing it down, you form a contract with the universe, but then you leave it to the universe to come up with the specifics. So from 9 to 5, we're just going forward. If any thoughts about going backwards or the past come forward, you have somewhere to send them. You say, okay, come back at 5. But then from 5 to 9, we're just looking back. We're celebrating, we're honoring, we're releasing anything that no longer serves us. Any thought about the future, we're like, come back at 9. So we're separating those out, just so it doesn't stop us from benefiting from either the looking back or the moving forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Excellent. The advice card is the 7 of Cups. Now, here you've got a person and he's looking at 7 cups. In each of the cups, there represents something. It could be a joy. It could be a worry. You know, in one, there's money. In one, there's health. In one, there's real estate. And then in the middle, there's one which is covered by a blanket. We don't even know what that is. And so it's the thought of trying to deal with every single worry, every single thing, deal with every single fire that's going on at once, that what it can do is it can also stall movement, because the brain's like, oh gosh, if I focus on this, then how do I focus on that? If I focus on this, then what about this? But the end result is that nothing gets totally moved forward. Recognize from an advice perspective, only put energy into that which you have power over, just because anything else, it takes away from your abundant power to be able to deal with worries. Also know that you can only do one thing at a time. As much as we like to think we can do everything all at once, if we try to do all of it, it just taxes us in a way that's just can lead to that stalled movement. Looking over in this reading, I'm seeing there's definitely direction forward. It's just finding those ways to kind of to calm down the brain from wanting to say or doubt yourself or wanting to have you kind of question different paths or anything along those lines, or to want to place energy into that which has been proven true. I'm so sorry I'm coming to the end of the show, but I hope this was helpful for you.
Yes, indeed.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling. Oh, wow. I can't believe it's the end of the show. I could talk another hour or two or three. But anyway, it is the end of the show. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, as always, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show. I'll be doing readings all hour. So please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.